Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me to celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Michael Salzman. He's with Berman & Company. He's VP and partner there, senior VP and partner at Berman & Company. Michael, I need the website. Tell us what you guys do.
Yeah, BermanCo.com, and you know, we like to handle issues we're passionate about and so on, whether it's labor issues, consumer freedom issues, personal freedom issues. I like to think sometimes we're standing up for the little guy against the big guy.
Yeah.
And it's made for a satisfying run here at the company.
Well, and one of the things you and I've talked about regularly is minimum wage and the pressure now that's greater than ever. It's actually in a bill right now that we got to get defeated, raising it to $15 nationally. And one of the things I want you to point out is that the people who are in favor of this claim that this will raise the level of income for people that need it, that aren't making this much money. But what they don't realize is actually for many of those people that they're talking about, it will actually take their income away because they won't have a job. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, there was a pretty remarkable statistic that came out of this report the Congressional Budget Office did on a $15 minimum wage, and they found that $15 would pull 1.3 million people out of poverty, but at the cost of anywhere from 1.3 to 3.7 million jobs. So you simplify that and say, for every person that's pulled out of poverty, 1 to 3 people lose their jobs. That in my mind, I mean, that's a terrible bargain.
That's a horrible bargain.
That suggests we're going down the wrong path, Jim.
But when people continue to push,
and you're pushing three people into it.
and when they continue to push this, this proves that they're not interested in the people. They're only interested in control. Back to the Machiavellian thing I made a minute ago. This is another example. They do this with small business all the time, Michael, is they invoke our name because it benefits them, but they don't understand small business and they don't really care about small business, only to the degree that using our name, like people who don't make minimum wage right now, using their name to get the control that they want. It's all about control. It's not in Washington today, nothing, and I mean nothing, is about solutions. It's 100% about who controls what. Am I wrong about that? Is that too strong?
Well, I'm not going to say everybody in D.C. is, but I think the general culture is, and certainly on this issue on minimum wage, I think it is, it's the worst kind of political issue because it allows people to get up and say that I'm trying to help someone, the guy on the other side of the debate is heartless,
yeah.
And yet what we know is that the exact opposite is the case, and so I think it's tough sometimes not to get cynical about the politics.
I am very cynical, but here's the thing, I'm not saying that they're not good people in Washington, I'm just saying they're in a tiny minority now. There are fewer. In my long life, Michael, which is a lot longer than yours, I see every year I see less leadership in Washington. I see less leadership on Wall Street. I see less leadership in corporate America. Leadership meaning people who have the highest values. I wish I weren't so cynical. But here's the thing. You know what de Tocqueville said? De Tocqueville said we get the government we deserve.
And Jim, it may be the case, too. You know, I think you got more people that are coming to Washington now that are interested in building up the number of followers on their Twitter account. They're interested in their Instagram account. You know, they're interested in kind of high-profile, splashy stuff, and maybe not as interested in doing the hard work. And I think the country's worse off because of that.
That's exactly, you're making my point. There's no question about it. Michael, one of the things I want you to do, come back soon and talk about, is AB5 out of California and the chances of Biden making that a national agenda. What do you think? Can you do that? That's in your purview, isn't it?
I'd be happy to, and in fact, we've worked with a number of folks who are very staunchly opposed to that idea, so I'd be happy to come back and talk
about
it.
That's where California basically killed the independent contractor environment, didn't they, with AB5?
They did, and they did it as a big favorite of the labor union. So
That's right.
It's another one of those things that'll make you cynical.
And independent contractors, folks, is the seedbed of entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship is the seedbed of the U.S. economy. We have to stop this. Hey, Michael, good job today. Come back soon. BermanCo.com is the website. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.